Vijay Singh was seeing some things yesterday. I wrenched my back watching Bryson swing off the tee. I mean, that is one hell of like a little routine he goes throughout him. I know we talked about Bryson a lot yesterday. That looks, as a diehard baseball fan, his swing off the tee looks almost more like a batter than a golfer. Like, it's almost on a horizontal plane at times.
It looks like he's sending one to deep center field, for sure.
With DeChambeau, so what is the secret with DeChambeau right now? Because I know he's talking yesterday. He's like, yeah, I got something in the makes. You know, I got something cooking right now. Did I hear this correctly? It's a 5-degree driver. Is that the rumor?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
It's a 5-degree driver. That's it. And we had chatted about this yesterday, but the dude just got the driver put onto the United States Golf Association's conforming list. So every club has to go through, you know, the rigmarole, the scientific testing to say, like, yeah, this is fine. You can use this in competition. And, like, this club was just on that list on Monday. And now it's the day before the biggest tournament of the year, and he's going to put it in his bag. So he was super coy about the whole thing. I guess with reason, who knows? This is kind of another one of those, classic Bryson sort of moments. But, he's off just absolutely ripping heaters on the tournament practice area with this, you know, rocket launcher club that he's got. Now everyone's all interested in seeing what he's going to do tomorrow.
We saw McIlroy's comments after the Players, I believe, right, where he said he's changed his game. You know, he saw what DeChambeau was doing, and I've actually gone out and tried to create more power, more swing speed, and his game's kind of unraveled. Do you think a lot of guys on tour look at him as not a bit of a joke, but like guys like Spieth and Thomas and DJ, they can't take him seriously, can they? Like they don't go by, and they're not like buddies on the range. And you see, you know, a lot of guys are friends. I feel like DeChambeau's that one player on tour where guys aren't good friends. Like, he's not one of the boys, right? Do you not kind of get that feeling too?
Yeah, that vibe is definitely something that he gives off. And it's interesting when you get into the team competitions as well, and there's not that many people that want to get paired with him, because there's just like an air of like, dude, this is too much. Like, pump the brakes, you know? Like, golf is such a difficult game to begin with. And you are so, you know, you're always on the tipping point mentally when you're playing golf at this level. Like, forget about just teeing it up with your buddies, but when you're playing for a living, when you're playing the hardest courses in the world, when you're playing for millions of dollars, you have to have some level of focus. And you can't help but be slightly, and in some cases, aggressively distracted at what Bryson DeChambeau's doing. And okay, fine, ha ha ha, here he is doing his thing on the driving range. People will take a half a second and take a peek at it, but you're right. I don't think it's this grandiose, I want to hang out with this guy. There's a big long list of people who want to play practice rounds with this dude. People want to play a practice round with him just to see what kind of craziness he's going to bring to the golf tournament in this particular week. But I don't think he's got a ton of friends.
Adam, we could talk about Bryson DeChambeau for hours and hours, but I'm not going to do that because the star every year at the Masters is the course itself. Everybody talks about how beautiful it is and how perfect it is this year. Some are saying it's the best shape they've ever seen it in, which is scary because putting is such, those greens are just ridiculous. So I want to ask you, aside from the big names, who does this course set up for best? And I'm not talking about like the first tier guys. I'm like Dustin and those guys. I'm talking about some of the surprise names who this course really fits.
So the golf course, Augusta National, is always the star. I mean, there is a pretty robust list of storylines this year, as there is every year. But the golf course, from what, you know, I've been told from Derek Ingram, who of course is Corey Connors' coach and is down there, he's not seen it play this fast in years. Same with McKenzie, and even Corey Connors said the same thing. Corey obviously just played in November, and he's like, there are so many spots in my yardage book that I'm going to need to reanalyze and change for this year because of how fast this golf course is playing. So because of that, it's going to really fit somebody who is an elite ball striker. So we've got, you know, Colin Morikawa and Justin Thomas, and you know, you can go through the guys at the top of the list, but way out there in kind of that 100 to 1, 125 to 1, I really like Will Zalatoris. Will is a rookie on the PGA Tour. You know, he is considered kind of that next generation of just absolutely elite world-class ball striker. So I like Will Zalatoris a lot. You know, he's in that, like I said, three-digit, 100 to 1 sort of range. Kevin Kisner as well. I mean, that dude, I think, is 200 to 1. He's from South Carolina, you know, grew up 45 minutes, an hour from Augusta National, knows the vibe, knows the golf course super well. And he's got a bit of that bulldog, never fear sort of attitude. He's won the WGC match play a couple of years as well. So any of those off the board, you look at the strokes gained tee to green stat, you try to cross-reference that with someone who's a half-decent putter, and that's the kind of golfer that's going to win and play well this week at Augusta, who is maybe outside of the favorites group.
Adam, we are up against the clock. So tomorrow morning, I mean, it's going to be bright and early. We'll get you on. We will make our picks. We'll go around the table, and we will revisit on Monday how we did. Ziggy has got the diesel truck horn going right here, pumping picks. His fist.
I always wait for fist. The picks. I never know what is suggested on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I love
We're
it.
We're going to make our picks all right. tomorrow okay. morning. So come with your homework. We okay. get Hugh involved, Ziggy, yep. me. I'll do a ton of homework today. And we'll and I'll kick Scotty everybody's so ass. Kick everybody's ass. I'll guarantee myself a victory. Look forward to it. Same time tomorrow,
Amazing.
Pal.